You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This week's snowfall in the Treasure Valley means only one thing. Ski season is here in full force. Tamarack Resort in Donnelly and Pocos Basin in Boise County got a lot of snow this last week. And joining us live today, live on the phone, is Pocos Basin General Manager Brad Wilson and Tamarack President John Reveal. Welcome, both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So I want to start with asking both of you about the snow, because that's, you know, what brings everybody to the mountains. So, Brad, let's start with you. How has it been at Bogus so far this season?
Oh, it's been amazing. We opened on snowmaking right at Thanksgiving, which was kind of our plan. And then the natural snow was a little late coming. We ended up with pretty good snow coverage over the Christmas holidays, had a great Christmas period and New Year's. And then the real snow came just over the last 2 weeks, and we picked up about 47 inches. So that's what sparked the huge interest in skiing, was all that natural snow.
Yeah, right. No kidding. John, what about Tamarack?
Yeah, we are exactly in the same boat as Bogus with Brad. The only difference is that we picked up 51 inches of snow rather than 47. So we got just a little bit more, but the skiing has actually been just extraordinary. And the way the snow came in, which was also very nice, in over 4 or 5 or 6 days, you know, that 6 or 8 or then 14 and then 18, you know, that sort of thing. So we can always have a little bit of time to get everything packed down and make the skiing really good. So we are basically 100% open right now with good snow from the top to bottom, all natural snow. We did use our snowmaking, just like Brad did, to get into Christmas. But boy, after Christmas, it really came down.
You know, Brad, this is a new endeavor for Bogus Basin, having snowmaking equipment. What's that been like? Because it is not often that Bogus Basin has been able to open at Thanksgiving.
No, Jim. I mean, it's about a once in a decade occurrence if we rely on natural snow. But this will be sometime Thanksgiving or early December will be the norm now with snowmaking. And this was the first year we really got to use the system, and it was amazing. We're going to add additional coverage over this summer for next year, and we're just excited to have it and to be able to take a little bit of control of our ski season, at least early season.
Now, both mountains have new lifts this season. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's kind of cool because we shared a construction crew, if you will, between Tamarack and us, and even shared the helicopter that put the towers up. So it was nice to have both of those lifts going in this summer. Right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was wonderful to be able to, you know, bring a bigger crew together when we needed it, and then go back to a smaller crew as the guys worked on both lifts simultaneously. So it was a good summer for both of us. We got our lifts in right on time and made some happy customers, especially for us, which was opening up Wildwood, which hasn't been lift served in since 2012, so almost 8 years of haven't had lift service skiing out there, and it's skiing extremely well now.
See, so you guys can come together and be a team when it comes to construction, but you're still keeping track on who gets the most snow, huh?
Always.
Always, right?
That's a guy thing.
So, you know, I mean, so with this great natural snow that came in, because if you're a skier, you know, that makes a difference, right? And so you've not just got the snow, you've got the new lifts. How is that affecting your popularity, but also congestion? And so, John, let's start with you at Tamarack, because you've really also been in a big rebuilding phase at Tamarack.
Yes, we've been working on the village, 3 of the 6 buildings that we're working on right now. We actually have our new little coffee shop open, and this weekend we will actually open with our market, which has a deli in it. So that we are slowly moving out of the domes that we've had since 2006, I believe, is when they were put in. And so we are starting to attract a little bit better of a skier, if you want to think about it that way. We are starting to see, more people than what we had last year, and I think a lot of that had to do with Wildwood opening up. And you know, what we've tried to stress here to our guests is that with the amount of vertical that we have, almost 2,800 vertical feet, that we can provide you know, very long runs here, but associate that also with short lift lines so that we can really spread a lot of people out on the mountain. And when you think that with our new lift, we put almost 160 people in the air when the lift is full. So we're trying to maintain that long run, short lift line moniker as best we can here with our building, and that'll continue out into the future.
And then, Brad, what about Bogus Basin with the popularity of it, especially with, you know, as we know, more and more people moving into the area, and how is that affecting the popularity up at the ski hill?
Well, it definitely affected us last weekend,
yeah,
and
I would anticipate
this weekend as well. You know, we filled our parking lots at about 11 a.m. both days, and that's rather unusual, but we've done that before in the past many times. But it just kind of came all at once. But the as John was referring to, the beauty of Bogus as well is that once you are up here, the on-hill experience is extraordinary. We had very short lift lines. We now have four high-speed detachable quads that give you the uplift. And we have 2,600 acres. Believe it or not, we're the second largest ski area in Idaho. So once you're here and on the snow, the experience is wonderful. But the challenge has been on these busy weekends of getting here. And we, you know, we have some suggestions for our customers. And, you know, mainly is to arrive early, be prepared to come up the road, make sure you have snow tires, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, or traction control devices. Drive carefully and slowly when conditions warrant, and you'll be fine. So it's more common sense coming up the road and down the road, and just drive at the speed that is safe.
And you know, Brad, you bring up a good point about, you know, being prepared to drive on that road, because I'm going to be honest with you. I think that road's scary to drive in the summertime, let alone when I make my husband drive every time in the winter. So it is. I mean, it is seriously things like having the you know, the proper tires. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but it's really true. I mean, because in fact, last night, Bogus Basin Road had to be closed for a time due to accidents. And I mean, does this also just go to the fact, too, that you just have more people coming up the hill? So some of this is inevitable, potentially?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, the accident last night was an anomaly. It actually happened 1 mile from the stop sign at Curling and Bogus Basin Road. So it happened way down almost, well, it was on the city line.
Right.
So, and that was snow blowing across the road, and somebody was driving a little too fast for those conditions and actually hit an ACHD plow truck. And that's what started the multi-car fender bender. So that has never happened. We've never seen snow pile up there before, so that was unusual, to say the least. But we've also done as much as we can, at least short-term, to mitigate parking issues. We now have carpool parking over most of the main lot, and that's three or more people, and that has been exceptionally well received. We also, thanks to Boise Parks and Rec, have permanent park and ride down at Fort Boise. So if people want to meet there and buddy up and come up with three or more people, they can leave their car there for free. We've instituted the first adult shuttle coming up here, and we have our kids' school bus coming up starting at Caldwell and going through the Treasure Valley. And that's through Cascade Student Transportation. So all of that stuff has been initiated, and then ACHD just came out and introduced a new rideshare app that we're really promoting and hoping people use, so they can buddy up and come up with three or more people. And that in itself will take a number of cars off the road.
And John, you have a mountain shuttle as well, correct?
Yes, we just started it this year. It's every Saturday. It comes out of building down in at State Street and 55, and that was actually overprescribed last weekend. So it's it has taken off. For only $20, you get a ride 7 o'clock in the morning. You get here at 9 o'clock. You're parked right at our new bus turnaround area right out in front of the village, and then a 4:30 departure going back. So for $20, you just can't beat that. Leave the driving to someone else. So, but you know, success is easy to deal with. Realistically, you know, we always worry about not having enough guests, and actually, what we're trying to do is smooth everything else out. I think, and Brad would agree with this, is if we could start moving, you know, more people to the midweek period, either through incentives or however we're going to do that, and then also all of the transportation options that we need to be able to use to get the people to safely to the mountain and get them home, are going to be things that we have to think about. We've already started thinking, and we haven't instituted it yet like Brad has down there, but doing either a ride share with people or up-close parking for three or more people in the parking lot right at the base and those sorts of things. And what's great about it is that we are successful. And one great thing about Boise right now is that the people that are moving in there are predominantly, they are part of Idaho when they move in here. They are outdoor type people. They're the ones that want to go hunting and fishing and skiing and snowboarding and mountain biking. Everything that's moving into the state is really good for the state, is the way we look at it, and we hope to be a receptacle for all those desires and wants and wishes right here at Tamarack.
Well, I tell you, as you said, success is something that both of you were hoping for when both of you took over the reins of these mountains, and I would assume that a full parking lot is better than an empty parking lot this time of year.
Every day,
every day, right?
Yeah.
Well, you two are busy. Thank you so much. And of course, you know, we'll all be keeping our eyes on the mountains. We've been talking with Brad Wilson, the general manager of Bogus Basin, and John Reveal, the president of Tamarack Resort, talking about the ski season at two of the most popular resorts in Idaho. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.